T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So there was an interesting experiment that did not turn out the way that researchers thought it would. We're seeing the story all over the place today. This is the version out of NPR. So picture this. You are a receptionist at, say, a hotel. Someone walks in and says they found a lost wallet, but they're in a hurry. They hand it to you. What would you do? And would that answer be different if it was empty versus full of cash? Those are questions researchers have been exploring. And yesterday, they published their findings in the journal Science. So the experiment started off pretty small, with a research assistant in Finland turning in a few wallets with different amounts of money. He would walk up to the counter of a big public place like a bank or a post office. Alan Cohn from the University of Michigan, the study's lead author, said, acting as a tourist, he mentioned that he found the wallet outside around the corner and then he asked the employees to take care of it. The researchers assumed that putting money in the wallet would make people less likely to return it because the payoff would be bigger, right? A poll of 279 top-performing academic economists agreed. So everybody thought if there was more money in it or looked to be more money in it, people would be less likely to return it because you'd want to keep the money.
Totally agree.
Yes. In fact, the opposite happened. Cohn says people were more likely to return a wallet when it contained a higher amount of money. He says, at first, we almost couldn't believe it and told him to triple the amount of money in the wallet. But yet again, we found the same puzzling finding. So researchers decided to do it again on a much larger scale. They put together a team that dropped off over 17,000 lost wallets, quote unquote, in 40 countries over the course of more than 2 years. All the wallets were about the same. A small, clear case holding a few business cards, a grocery list in the local language, and a key. Some contained no money, and some held the equivalent of about $13. Research assistants turned them in at the kinds of places people would typically bring a wallet they found on the ground. Police stations, hotels, post offices, and theaters. He says such a large operation came with a few headaches. One of the researchers was detained in Kenya for suspicious behavior, and researchers worried that a backpack full of wallets might raise eyebrows when crossing borders. It's also worth noting that for logistical reasons, most of the wallets were not literally returned to the researchers. After people reported a wallet to its supposed owner over email, they were told the owner had left town and didn't need the wallet anymore. So they didn't go through all the steps of actually getting this wallet back to researchers.
But they still reported it.
They were just checking to see if they reported it.
Okay.
But then they responded, which, by the way, is why they made it look like there was a lot of money in it, but actually there was only $13 in it. That's why it just was made to look like there was a lot of money in it. As results rolled in from around the world, the researchers kept finding the same result. In 38 out of 40 countries, people were more likely to report receiving wallets with money than those without. And in the other two, the decrease in reporting rates for the wallets with money was not statistically significant. What if the wallets contained far more money? So the researchers did a big money test in the US, the UK, and Poland. In that phase, the staff dropped off wallets containing nearly $100 instead of $13. The results were even more dramatic. The highest reporting rate, in other words, the highest rate of people turning a wallet over to be found, was found in the condition where the wallet included $100. The more money that was
really?
In it, the more likely people were to turn it in. 46% of wallets with no money were reported, compared to 61% of those with about $13 and 72% with those with nearly $100 in the wallet.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that, the more... Now, I wonder what would go into that. I mean...
I can give you a couple of explanations.
Okay.
But if anybody
has
theories, feel free.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to give more insight on this, on why you'd be more likely to turn a wallet in if it had more money in it, the first they say is just basic altruism. The person who reports receiving a lost wallet might care about the feelings of the person who lost it.
Okay.
And so therefore you're going to turn it in. And they said there's some evidence for that that we can get into a little bit later. But they said that's not the only thing. The researchers think their findings also have a lot to do with how people see themselves. that most people don't want to see themselves as a thief. And the guy, the study researcher said, they polled people who said, if there's cash in the wallet, it just feels more like stealing. And so that pans out. The more money the wallet contains, the more people say they would feel like it's stealing if they didn't return it.
Okay.
So if there's only 10 bucks in it and you don't report it, it doesn't feel as bad. You don't feel like you're, they're only losing 10 bucks. So you don't feel like you're that bad of a person. But if it's 100 bucks and you feel like that person needs it more, you're more of a thief. And that's why you're more likely to turn it in. Fascinating study.
Again, the biggest takeaways I get were the three stats you gave, that 46%, and this was thousands of wallets.
17,000 wallets, 40 countries.
46% were turned in empty.
46%, let's make sure we've got it worded correctly, 46% of the wallets that were empty were reported
right.
and turned in.
61% that had 13 bucks in it
were reported.
And 72% were reported that had 95, 100 bucks, whatever, the big money.
The more money it had, the more likely people were to turn it in.
That's really surprising.
Which is the opposite. Like, a lot of us would think, no, you're more likely right. to keep it because you want to keep more money.
If you found, and let's just...
Or there wouldn't be a difference, maybe.
Jamie, if you found a wallet, not a bag of cash, because we've had that conversation. Yeah. It's different if you find a wallet. You're walking, you're here, you know, or whatever, or you're, let's just for bleeps and giggles say mm-hmm. that it's on the street. You pick up a wallet in front of whatever, hotel, restaurant, yeah. whatever. What are you doing with that wallet?
The first thing I'm looking is to see if there's any identifiers in it.
Okay.
You know, if there's an ID or anything like that in it. And I don't know if I'm more likely to turn it over to police first or just try to contact them directly. Like, look and see if they've got a business card. It might almost be easier to just, like, call if there's a business card in it that matches the ID. Part of me thinks it would just be easier to call the person
okay.
and say, or email them and say, hey, I found your wallet. Or if just it, drop if, it off at police.
If there's, does it change for you if there's nothing in it versus $100?
When you say nothing,
like,
what do you mean?
Do you still make this, like, are you keeping any of the money? Are you
no.
keeping the wallet? Are you still going through the same effort?
I mean, if there's no ID in it, how do you know who it belongs to?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And at that point, and to a certain degree, I get how this study pans out. And in my mind, it's if I just, and it's different if you just find a $10 bill laying on the ground. There's no way to know who dropped that.
Right.
But if it's in a wallet that somebody could identify as their own, I see what they're saying. To a certain degree, I get it. That if it's only 10 bucks, you think they're not going to miss it as much. And you don't feel as bad about keeping it. But the more money it is, the worse you're going to feel about it. To me, it's also the issue of if they've got other things in there besides the cash. Credit cards, insurance cards, things that mm-hmm. are going to be a pain in the neck to replace. That's another reason to get that wallet back. Like, the cash might be the minor thing in there.
Usually it is, too.
You know, and the credit cards are harder to replace.
Especially in today where not everybody carries cash or you don't carry a lot of cash because everything's so plastic. That 20 bucks, 30 bucks, 13 in this case, even 95, 100 bucks, whatever. Yeah, it would suck to lose $100, but that's the least of my worries. I don't carry a wallet. Sam, do you carry a wallet?
Or billfold or money clip?
I do, yes.
What's in your wallet right now? Do you have a Costanza wallet or do you have a normal
person? I have a like little thin wallet right here. I just keep my debit card, my car insurance, my school ID, my real ID, and a couple business cards.
Cash?
Yeah, cash if I have it. I rarely carry cash.
Yeah, your so, generation's going to kill
yeah,
cash.
I know.
We're trying.
We're
going to do it.
I don't
carry a wallet. If I have cash, it just gets jammed in my pocket, but my phone has the thing on the back, and I have my debit card, my driver's license, and my insurance card, and my daughter's insurance card.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I carry on me, because I really don't ever need anything other than that, because my life is so plastic. So if you find my phone and everything in it, that's what is the important stuff in a wallet.
Yeah.
It's the debit card. It's the credit card. It's the draw. You know how hard it is to get a driver's license?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, annoying.
Keep the cash, but give me everything else that's in it.
Right.
You know, give me back, because I, woman, right? So I keep, and I don't have the biggest purse, and I don't carry the biggest wallet of a lot of the people that I know. But several, like, there's one main credit card, and then there's several other credit cards. But then there's just insurance card, and just important information that I need to keep on me sometimes. And so, yeah, the cash is the least of my worries. Give me the other stuff.
Lee's, like, clutch purse. That thing must have 50 cards in it.
Yeah.
Of whatever they are, rewards cards and
or
gift
just
cards.
Debit, like, yeah, credit cards or gift cards that I've got to places that are worth more than my cash, you know? But it's interesting.
I do love, and you can read this story from Newsweek. We've got it up on our Facebook page. I do love the fact that the more money that was in it, even though I think there are a lot of, you know, bleep holes out there,
mm-hmm.
I think there the more money that was in it, the more likely people were to return the wallet. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
As opposed to what we talked about last hour.
And I like that it was such a big study. I like that they did 17,000 wallets and that they kept testing the theory that they mm-hmm. put more money in to see if it played out, and it did. So, cool social experiment.
Good for planet Earth.
Yeah.
I like to hear
on this
that.
One.
Good job, planet
Yay,
Earth.
Yay, us. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.